So, that's why there is no longer anything else. Exactly, no longer anything else. So, Panchan imparted the words which said there is nothing in the triple word. Triple word means, not meaning, but in this case, maybe you may understand that triple word is a vast expanse of universe. Okay? Universe. That is a triple word. In the vast expanse of universe, there is nothing. So called emptiness. How can you learn? How can you learn the emptiness, this nothing in the universe? That is only way. Only unique way is unique way that you have to be absolutely open. You have to be absolutely simple. At that time, you can really learn. So, this is nothing in triple world. Where can mind be found? So, everything is nothing. Basically, nothing. Nothing means nothing to pin down, nothing to comment. If so, where is the mind? The world is understood by maybe two. Objects, materialistical object, and also spiritual stuff. Okay? Mind and thing. Mind and body. Subject and object. Okay? So object is a tape recorder, microphone. Well, according to the Hap Sutra, we say form is emptiness, emptiness is form. So from this point, microphone, tape recorders, and the radios, and the floor, all are empty. All are nothing in the vast expanse of universe, nothing. If objects are present in the state of nothingness, where is the mind? There is naturally no mind. Mind, only mind can be seen only when object is seen. Okay? Do you understand? For instance, the sentence. Sentence, when you make an English sentence, you say, Karagiri dies. Okay? Karagiri dies. The Karagiri dies means this is a very grammatical, perfect sentence, you know. But spiritually, it's a very contradictory quality there. It doesn't make sense, you know. Because first you have to, subject should come first, you know, subject. Karagiri. So subject is really existing, something existent, you know. It's a subject there. Karagiri. It is a subject, you know. And then, verb, die. Subject, you have to bring the subject and then die. Or what you, and then put together, Karagiri dies. Do you understand this? Doesn't make sense, you know. Karagiri is yes, you know. You bring the something existent. And then you have to bring the verb, so-called die. The fool dies. Karagiri? No, Karagiri is here, you know, as a subject. You cannot bring only die, you know. Die. Who dies? You no one understands this sentence, you know, situations. So first of all, you have to bring the subject first, Karagiri, here, and then die. It doesn't make sense. So this sentence doesn't make sense. Who dies? I don't understand. So, or die doesn't make sense. So take out the word die from this sentence. And then subject doesn't make sense. Naturally, subject drops off. You understand? If no object, the subject very naturally drops off because it doesn't make sense. Only subject cannot exist alone, separated from object. Object cannot exist alone. So, object and subject always there, okay? Mind and thing, always there. So if things are emptiness, so where is the mind? So there naturally no mind. If there is no mind, where should Buddha go? Where is the place? Where is the place Buddha should depend on? Verse, page 276. There is nothing in the triple world. Where can mind be found? The white clouds form a canopy. The flowing spring makes a lute. One tune, two tunes, no one understands. When the rain has passed, the autumn water is deep in the evening pond. There is nothing in the triple world. Where can mind be found? The white clouds form a canopy. The flowing spring makes a lute. One tune, two tunes, no one understands. When the rain has passed, our autumn water is deep in the evening pond. Engo Zenji has brought the same sentence in his verse. There is nothing in the triple world. Where can mind be found? So that is complete. Where can mind be found? If everything is empty, where can mind be found? Because mind is also empty. If so, mind is nothing. The mind is nothing, but the mind is there. Because through your daily living, can't you ignore your mind? You cannot. But how? Where is the mind? Your mind is where? In your brain, this is already you set up idea. Mind in certain ideas. Where is the mind? Your heart? No. This is also a certain idea. From where the mind comes? Mind is inside or outside? No way. Because mind is emptiness. If so, mind is nothing. Mind is nothing means complete nothing. No, you cannot do it because there always mind is here. How? Where is the mind? This is a question. Where is the mind? Means mind is not occupying a certain place and time. Okay. According to the under certain circumstances, mind is alive. Okay. Just mind is alive. This is called, where is the mind? Question. Just a question comes up. Because it's always alive, you know. Under certain circumstances, mind alive. If I stick out my tongue right in front of you with making my face, at that time, where is the mind? You say mind is nothing? Mm-mm. Yes, mind is nothing. That's why mind is nothing. That's why mind is comes up. Anytime, anywhere, under certain circumstances. Mind doesn't occupy a certain time and space. You believe, inside or outside, what part of your body, inside, or what part of your outside world? Nothing, no place. That's where anytime, anywhere, wherever you may go, mind appears. Under certain circumstances, okay? Under the conditions, that's all. So, it's working constantly. But next moment it disappears. Because you cannot hold on. So next time you can be a smile, you can smile. So there is nothing in the triple world where can mind be found. This is a complete pointing out real state of human life, so called truth. Okay? Truth. So next verse, and next line, anyway, Engo Zen Master, anyway, talking about this real state of the truth, you know, based on where can mind be found. Where can mind be found means Anyway, question, but it's not questions, it's answer already. Answer of what the truth is. So, the white clouds form are canopies. Anyway, in the sky, anyway, clouds covers the whole sky, you see. And then that cloud is not cloud. That clouds become canopy, you know. Means wherever you may go. Okay? Anyway, truth is omnipresent. Just a canopy, just a cloud, wherever you may go. It doesn't stay. It doesn't occupy a certain time and place. According to condition, clouds appears, disappears anyway. But it's there. Clouds doesn't, clouds are empty. But still clouds are clouds, you know, under conditions. So clouds are not something you want to hate or you love it. Something more than that. That is so-called canopy, anyways. It's canopy. Canopy, when the clouds become canopy, it's really good for us. Through the canopy, well, we can learn something. Okay? So you have to know, understand, you have to know clouds, what the clouds are. Clouds are not the clouds you want to hate or you love it, anyway. So, the flowing spring makes a lute of flowing spring. It's beautiful, you know. Beautiful scene. This flowing spring makes a flute or lute or whatever, you know. Flowing spring means constantly going, coming up, constantly coming up. Regardless of whether you like or not, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not. Spring water comes up constantly, flowing, continuation of flow, okay? And that makes just like a rhythm, okay? Tuning, music, performing a concert, okay? Orchestra. So that's why that is our so-called truth, you know? The flowing spring makes a lute, one tune, two tunes, no one understands. One tune, two tune, you can learn from this. Open yourself and become simple, and then you can learn. Anyway, when you see grandparents and a great person, anyway, be open and be simple and just do it, and then you can learn. That is a chance, opportunity to make your life ready, make your life ready to be simple and open. But if you don't, you always come first and criticize, judgment, evaluate. So you never learn. Openness, simplicity itself. You never learn how to live in peace and harmony. No. So, one tune, two tunes, no one understands. You can learn something this. One tune. That one tune is 10 tunes, 100 tunes, million tunes. You can learn through the one tune coming from the mountains, you can learn some 100 tunes. Which birds has, which trees and trees has. Anyway, 100, thousand, million tunes comes up. No one knows. You don't understand. Well, what is this? What is this? And then next says, when the rain has passed, the autumn water is deep in evening pond. Very natural. Okay? When the rain has passed, when the rain comes, and then very naturally, water, autumn water is become deep. Become deep in the evening pond. It's very natural. Means, when the autumn, when the rain has passed me. Anyway, when you see the grandparents and the grandparents, anyway, great persons and the zazens, anyway, all you have to do is, anyway, just do the zen. Just pass by. When the rain has passed by, anyway, autumn pond become deep. in the autumn season. In the autumn season, there is, you can see the both aspect of human life, life and death, because leaves are falling. In a sense, you can learn the last one aspect of human life, sadness, pensiveness, melancholy. Don't you think so? Minneapolis. In autumn season, before winter. Many people are very confused and irritated and restless because they don't like autumn, in a sense. But the trees are beautiful. Anyway, leaves are turning into red and yellows and bright, you know. But on the other hand, the leaves are falling constantly. And winter, we are always, our head is already going to the winter, you know. So your head is in the winter, and your body is here. So you completely mixed up, you know. Your mind, your life mess. Your head is already in winter, in the future. And your body is in fall. And then looking, this confused person look at this reality, falling the trees, falling the leaves, and then you feel melancholy. If you feel melancholy, you don't know how to take care of melancholy because you are already mixed up, because your mind is already in winter. So your mind is completely separate from you. Your body is in autumn, you know. How can you take care of that messy? You don't do it. That's why finally you are really mixed up and you don't know what to do. So finally in the autumn season, many people are confused, you know, living in Minneapolis, looking for something fantastic, you know. And then the winter comes, they give up completely. Hey, no, give up, let's stay here. Because our winter. But before that, many people struggle. Do you understand? This is autumn. But autumn is, you can see the two aspects of human life. Death, life. Melancholy, pleasure. Vitality, and loss of vitality. Always. That's pretty good for us. If you do zazen anyway, if you see zazen, all you have to do is, anyway, be open and simple in the zazen, okay? And then at that time, zazen has passed, just like a rain, okay? And then very naturally, your pond, the pond in your life, so-called Kalagiri's pond, you know? Pond is filled with the rain. Where? In autumn season. In autumn season means not only happy life, you know, and the life having with two, happy and unhappy. Melancholy, pleasure, life and death. This is autumn season. In autumn season, anyway, my pond is filled with water. Water means zazen. If you do zazen, anyway, you can experience something. Anyway, very naturally. If so, it's not necessary to poke your head into it. Anyway, researching what it says and what it says, you become just exhausted. So zazen is not to research something. Zazen is anyway to let you return to home. Or always tells you like this. Return to home. Only when you become open and simple in the zen, at that time you can return to home. That is natural state of your life. Okay. That means when the rains pass has passed, then the pond is filled with water in rainy season or autumn season. Autumn season is really lots of things, up and downs, up and downs. Sometimes you don't like zazen, sometimes you love it. Sometimes you love you, sometimes you don't love you. So always there, up and down, constantly. But nothing else to do something extra, separate, apart from this life. So all you have to do is, when time comes to do zazen, all you have to do is just do zazen. Don't you think so? Nothing else. When the morning comes, you have to get up anyway. When the breakfast comes, you have to have a breakfast anyway. When you have to go to school, you have to go to school. But it is simple life, but you have to run a simple life anyway, in the realm of up and down life anyway. This is autumn season. That's pretty good. And then naturally you can fill your pond with the water. That is when? After rain passed. That is individual experience. So that's why nature is beautiful. When the rain comes, it's beautiful. When the snow comes, it's beautiful. When the summertime comes, it's beautiful. Okay. In the commentary, second paragraph from the bottom of the page 277, toward the end, middle of the paragraph, raising is the essence, paying attention is the function. For this. Toward the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth lines of the second paragraph. An ancient said, even a deaf man can sing a fallen song, good or bad, high or low. He doesn't hear at all. You man said, when it is raised, if you do not pay attention, you will miss it. If you want to think about it, in what eon will you ever awaken? Raising is the essence. Paying attention is the function. Raising is essence means, essence is not the absolute you can believe philosophically. It's not the idea, so-called essence, so-called absolute. I don't think this one. Essence is raising. Okay? Essence is always raising, just like a spring, water, coming. In every aspect of your life, okay? That is the essence. Okay? And the paying attention is the function. That's what you can pay attention to. That is the function of your life. Okay? Of your life. So if your life is not functioning, well, you have to die anyway. It doesn't make sense. No matter how long I say fire, 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 no fire, I never burn my body's my mouth, you know. Because that fire is coming from your head, you know. Fire, fire, fire. This fire never burned my tongue. You know? So fire is real fire anyway, okay? So karagi, 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 no matter how long, karagi, I love karagi. It doesn't make sense. If I love karagi, anyway, love karagi. Anyway, alive. Take care. So that is raising, pay attention. And pay attention is anyway function. Okay? If you can see before it is brought up, before any indication are distinguishable, then you will occupy the essential bridge. If you can see at the moment when the indications are distinguishable, then you will have a shining and functioning. If you see after the indications are distinct, you will fall into intellection. This is pretty good explanation. If you are see, so raise is essence, paying attention is a function, means your function of your life must be always going on in the realm of essence, means the truth, anyway. Okay? That is your function, your daily life, function of your daily life. Where is it? It is in the essence. So you have to, anyway, make your life alive in the essence, not in your territory, not in your intellectual world. So what is it? That is, if he says, if you can see before it is brought up, before any indication are distinguishable, then you will occupy the essential bridge. Means you have to, if you do that, then anyway, well, before any indications are brought up, distinguishable means I'm doing zazen. Okay, at that time already you are, some indication are, okay, distinguishable. Okay, your indications comes up, okay, brought up. At that time it is not. You never touch real zazen. So if you want to touch the real form of zazen in the essence, anyway, you have to understand it before zazen is brought up, anyway. Okay? In fact, next, if you can see at the moment when the indications are distinguished, wishable, then you will have shining and functioning. If you can see at the real moment, when the indications are distinguishable, means not before, not after. Anyway, immediately touch it, just like a lightning thunder, okay? Lightning thunder, just like that. At that time, your life becomes shining and functioning, and the zazen becomes shining. Then that is called enlightenment. So enlightenment is just like a thunder, okay? Lightning thunder, becoming one with the thing and you, okay? Truth and you at that time is really functioning. Okay? So that's why he says it is. Then you will have shining and functioning. It's really functioning. If you see after the indications are distinct, you will fall into intellect. You know, if after your mind it comes up, and then discriminate, then at that time you fall into intellect, intellectual understanding. That is very naturally, lots of things come up, you know, like or dislike. Discrimination is not a simple state of existence because discrimination is already followed by, anyway, judgment, evaluation, and emotional affective preferences. Okay? Means right and good. Feel good, feel bad. Those emotional preferences. So that's why it's pretty hard. That's why you don't know what to do next. So very naturally human beings are carried away by emotional affective preferences. Pretty easy. So that's why it's pretty hard to stand up straight here. So and also you should read the commentary on the case, and the page 275, second paragraph from the bottom of this page. You should read this one. It's pretty good explanation there. Do you have questions?
In the note, in the first note, he says he ought to have been hit before he finished talking. And then on the next page he says, why do I say I would have hit him before he finished speaking? Just because he was wearing socks, giving evidence to his crime. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, in the note is on page 274. It's note number 1, and it's the last sentence of that note. he says he ought to have been hit before he finished talking. And then on page 275, in the third paragraph, the fourth line down, it says, "Why do I say I would have hit him before he finished speaking? Just because he was wearing socks, giving evidence of his crime." I don't understand what he's trying to say there at all.
Who knows? Debating the night flower, he has hit the mark. One who knows the law fears. The law fears it. He ought to have been hit before he finishes talking. This is Engel's note. Once the arrow has left the bowstring, that means the truth is already existent before you were born or not born. Anyway, before the world is born, anyway, truth is truth. So it's already here. So that means once the arrow has left the bowstring. Okay? And next he says it has no power to come back because no one can do it, anything for it. Can I take it back? Means take it in or take it up. We cannot do it. Because this is the truth. And this truth is omnipresent wherever you may go. Not inside, not outside, anyway, it's omnipresent means no gap between. If you say inside, outside, it's already created any gap between the truth and you, okay? But omnipresent means complete. You have to put your bamboo basket of your life in, anyway, in the water, okay? Then bamboo basket is filled with the water inside, outside, no partition there, okay? Water is always coming and going through the bamboo basket. So that is once the arrow has left the bowstring, it's already there. It has no power to come back. No one can do anything. Anyway, the moon's brightness shines, revealing the night, the traveler. But if you say something about the truth, well, it's kind of the moon brightness, the moon's brightness shines, and revealing the night travelers. It means sort of a moon's shines over travelers and making a shadow. Means the explanations, you know. Explanation of the human life or truth. But it's not, it's just like a shadow. Shadow. It's like, just like a shadow. The shadow is shadow. But a shadow is exactly right in the middle of the truth. But the problem is that people always grope for shadow as the truth. But shadow is shadow. Because we always grope for explanation of the truth. If I explain the truth pretty naturally, pretty well, you will really respect me. If I don't, well, you really hate me. You don't follow me. When I went to the missionary school in St. Paul, and I described about a little bit truth, you know, according to Diamond Sutra, because they studied Diamond Sutra. And then the teacher asked me, "Buddhism always explains the truth? How can you know the truth? Why do you explain the truth?" You don't understand. And then after that, the teacher told the student, "Well, God shouldn't be explained." Of course I understand that. But teacher didn't understand. Teacher didn't understand the Diamond Sutra anyway. Well, it's not necessary. I don't think the explanation of the truth is right. You have to grasp it. It's nothing but a shadow. But nevertheless, how can you approach to the truth if you don't explain, if you don't say anything, if you don't have an art or pole? How can you touch, how can you have access toward truth, a beautiful universe? How can you do it? Nothing. No way. So that's why there are, anyway, there is a lot of a way how to approach to the truth. That is a poem, and that is a poetry reading, and that is a discussion, and this is art of a Buddha statue and Buddha pictures, etc. Anyway. And then we can approach this. But Buddha statue is not a real Buddha. That's why if you really pay attention to the Buddha statue, it's turned into a snake anyway. That is a ghost. So you cannot always grasp on Buddha statue. Buddha statue is just to pay attention. Respect, that's enough. Respect, that's enough. But you cannot expect something extra from, well, from your practice itself. Just practice itself, just pay homage to it. As a Buddhist, a Buddha. Okay? That's all we have to do. So, always that is just a revealing, you know, the shadows. But without the explanation, we don't understand that we don't have any chance to approach. That's why we have to do it. Explanation and making art, etc. For human beings. So that is the moon's brightness shines, revealing the night travelers. He has hit the mark. But anyway, it is nothing but the shadow, but it's hit the mark means nothing in the world. He says so. Nothing in the world means truth is truth. Truth is nothing to explain. But without nothing, without explanation, without saying something, well, from the truth, we cannot have any chance to approach. That's why we have to do it. But if you do it, it's just like making a shadow. But you cannot hang on the shadow. But if you say, if you explain, if you make a shadow, anyway, you can hit the mark anyway. Because shadow should come from in the truth itself. You, anyway, are present in. That's why you hit the mark. One who knows the law fears it. One who knows the law fears it. If you know, if you're a person who knows real truth, you really fear it. Because you cannot touch it. If you explain it, how can you explain it? It's really fear. But you can't keep away from it. You have to do it. But if you touch it, it's not truth. But you can ignore also, so it's really fear. Fear means not usual fears, you know. Fear of it, always wondering, oh, what is the real truth? Question comes up, you know, always. Okay? He ought to have been hit. He ought to have been hit before he finished talking, because before he finished talking, before you finish the talk anyway, you ought to have been hit means you have to be there. Okay? Before you finish making a shadow. So, that's why there is no longer anything else. Exactly, no longer anything else. So Panchan imparted the words which said there is nothing in the triple word. Triple word means not meaning, but in this case maybe you may understand that triple word is a vast expanse of universe. Okay, you know. That is a triple word. In the vast expanse of universe, there is nothing. So called emptiness. How can you learn the emptiness, this nothing in the universe? that is only way. Only unique way is unique way that we have to be absolutely open. We have to be absolutely simple. That time you can really learn. So this is nothing in triple world. Where can mind be found? So everything is nothing. Basically nothing. Nothing means nothing to pin down, nothing to comment. If so, where is the mind? The world is understood by maybe two. Object, materialistical object, and also spiritual stuff. Okay? Mind and thing. Mind and body. Subject and object. So object is a tape recorder, microphone. Well, according to the Hap Sutra, we say form is emptiness, emptiness is form. So from this point, microphone, tape recorders, and the radios, and the floor, all are emptiness. All are nothing in the vast expanse of universe, nothing. If objects are present in the state of nothingness, where is the mind? Where naturally no mind. Mind, only mind can be seen only when object is seen. Okay? Do you understand? For instance, the sentence. Sentence, when you make an English sentence, you say, Karagiri dies. Okay? Karagiri dies. The Karagiri dies means this is a very grammatical, perfect sentence, you know. But spiritually, it's a very contradictory stuff quality there. It doesn't make sense, you know. Because first you have to, subject should come first, you know, subject. Karagiri. So subject is really existent, something existent, you know. It's a subject there. Karagiri, it is a subject, you know. And then verb, die. Subject, you have to bring the subject and then die. Or what you, and then put together, Karagiri dies. Do you understand this? Doesn't make sense, you know. Karagiri is yours, you know. You bring the something existent. And then you have to bring the verb, so-called die. The food dies. Karagiri? No, Karagiri is here, you know, as a subject. You cannot bring only die, you know. Die. Who dies? You no one understands this sentence, you know, situations. So first of all, you have to bring the subject first. Karagiri here. And then die. It doesn't make sense. So this sentence doesn't make sense. Who dies? I don't understand. So or die doesn't make sense. So take out the word die from this sentence. And then subject doesn't make sense. Naturally, subject drops off. You understand? If no object, the subject very naturally drops off because it doesn't make sense. Only subject cannot exist alone, separated from object. Object cannot exist alone. So, object and subject are always there, okay? Mind and thing are always there. So, if things are emptiness, so where is the mind? So, there is naturally no mind. If there is no mind, where should the Buddha go? Where is the place? Where is the place Buddha should depend on? Verse. Page 276. There is nothing in the triple world. Where can mind be found? The white clouds form a canopy. The flowing spring makes a lute. One tune, two tunes, no one understands. When the rain has passed, the autumn water is deep in the evening pond. There is nothing in the triple world where can mind be found. The white clouds form a canopy. The flowing spring makes a lute. One tune, two tunes, no one understands. When the rain has passed, our autumn water is deep in the evening pond. Engo Zenji has brought the same sentence in his verse. There is nothing in the triple world. Where can mind be found? So that is completely. Where can mind be found? If everything is empty, where can mind be found? Because mind is also empty. If so, mind is nothing. The mind is nothing, but the mind is there. Because through your daily living, can't you ignore your mind? You cannot. But how, where is the mind? Your mind is where? In your brain, this is already you set up idea. Mind in certain ideas. Where is the mind? Your heart? No. This is also a certain idea. From where the mind comes? Mind is inside or outside? No way. Because mind is emptiness. If so, mind is nothing. Mind is nothing means complete nothing. No, you cannot do it because there always the mind is here. How? Where is the mind? This is a question. Where is the mind? Means mind is not occupying a certain place and time. Okay. According to the under certain circumstances, mind is alive. Okay. Just mind is alive. This is called, where is the mind? Question. Just a question comes up. Because it's always alive, you know. Under certain circumstances, mind alive. If I stick out my tongue right in front of you with making my face, at that time, where is the mind? You say mind is nothing? Mm-mm. Yes, mind is nothing. That's why mind is nothing. That's why mind is comes up. Anytime, anywhere, under certain circumstances. Mind doesn't occupy a certain time and space. You believe, inside or outside, what part of your body, inside, or what part of your outside world? Nothing, no place. That's where anytime, anywhere, wherever you may go, mind appears. Under certain circumstances, okay? Under the conditions, that's all. So, it's working constantly. But next moment it disappears. Because you cannot hold on. So next time you can be a smile, you can smile. So this is there is nothing in the triple world where can mind be found. This is a complete pointing out real state of human life, so called truth. Okay? Truth. So next verse and next line. Anyway, Engo Zen Master, anyway, talking about this real state of the truth, you know, based on where can mind be found. Where can mind be found means, anyway, question, but it's not questions, it's answer already. Answer of what the truth is. So, the white clouds form are canopies. Anyway, in the sky, anyway, clouds covers the whole sky, see? And then that cloud is not cloud, that cloud becomes canopy, you know. Means wherever you may go, okay? Anyway, truth is omnipresent, just a canopy, just a cloud, wherever you may go. It doesn't stay, it doesn't occupy a certain time and place. According to condition, clouds appears, disappears anyway. But it's there. Clouds are empty. But still clouds are clouds, you know, under conditions. So clouds are not something you want to hate or you love it. Something more than that. That is so-called canopy, anyways. It's canopy. Canopy, when the clouds become canopy, it's really good for us. Through the canopy, well, we can learn something. Okay? So you have to know, understand, you have to know clouds, what the clouds are. Clouds are not the clouds you want to hate or you love it, anyway. So, the flowing spring makes a lute of flowing spring. It's beautiful, you know, beautiful scene. This flowing spring makes a flute or lute or whatever, you know. Flowing spring means constantly going, coming up, constantly coming up. Regardless of whether you like or not, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not, spring water comes up constantly, flowing, continuation of flow. Okay? And that makes just like a rhythm, okay? Tuning, music, performing a concert, okay? Orchestra. So that's why that is a so-called truth, you know. The flowing spring makes a lute, one tune, two tunes, no one understands. One tune, two tune, you can learn from this. Or open yourself and become simple, and then you can learn. Anyway, when you see grandparents and a great person, anyway, be open and be simple. And just do it, and then you can learn. That is a chance, opportunity to make your life ready, make your life ready to be simple and open. But if you don't, you always come first and criticize, judgment, evaluate. So you never learn. Openness, simplicity itself. You never learn how to live in peace and harmony. No. So, one tune, two tunes, no one understands. You can learn something this. One tune. That one tune is 10 tunes, 100 tunes, million tunes. You can learn through the one tune coming from the mountains, you can learn some 100 tunes. Which birds has, which trees and trees has. Anyway, 100, thousand, million tunes comes up. No one knows. You don't understand. Well, what is this? What is this? And then next says, when the rain has passed, the autumn water is deep in evening pond. Very natural. Okay? When the rain has passed, when the rain comes, and then very naturally, water, autumn water is become deep. Become deep in the evening pond. It's very natural. Means, when the autumn, when the rain has passed me. Anyway, when you see the grandparents and the grandparents, anyway, great persons and the zazen, anyway, all you have to do is, anyway, just do the zen. Just pass by. When the rain has passed by, anyway, autumn pond become deep in the autumn season. In the autumn season, you can see the both aspects of human life and death, because leaves are falling. In a sense, you can learn a lot. One aspect of human life, sadness, pensiveness, melancholy. Don't you think so? Minneapolis. In the autumn season, before winter. Many people are very confused and irritated and listless because they don't like autumn, in a sense. But the trees are beautiful. Anyway, leaves turn into red and yellows and bright, you know. But on the other hand, the leaves are falling constantly. And winter, we are always, our head is already going to the winter, you know. So your head is in the winter and your body is here. So you completely mixed up, you know. Your mind, your life mess. Your head is already in winter, in the future. And your body is in fall. And then looking, this confused person look at this reality, falling the trees, falling the leaves, and then you feel melancholy. If you feel melancholy, you don't know how to take care of melancholy because you are already mixed up. Because your mind is already in winter. So your mind is completely separate from you. Your body is in order, you know. How can you take care of that messy? You don't do it. That's why finally you are really mixed up and you don't know what to do. So finally in the autumn season, many people are confused, you know, living in Minneapolis, looking for something fantastic, you know. And then the winter comes. They are give up completely. Hey, no, give up. Let's stay here. Because of the winter. But before that, many people struggle. Do you understand? This is autumn. But autumn is, you can see the two aspects of human life. Death, life. Melancholy, pleasure. Vitality, and loss of vitality. Always. That's pretty good for us. If you do the Zen anyway, if you see the Zen, all you have to do is, anyway, be open and simple in the Zazen, okay? And then at that time, Zazen has passed, just like a rain, okay? And then very naturally, your pond, the pond in your life, so-called Kalagiri's pond, you know? Pond is filled with the rain. Where? In autumn season. In autumn season means not only happy life, you know, and the life having with two, happy and unhappy. Melancholy, pleasure, life and death. This is autumn season. In autumn season, anyway, my pond is filled with water. Water means zazen. If you do zazen, anyway, you can experience something, anyway, very naturally. If so, it's not necessary to poke your head into it. Anyway, researching what it says and what it doesn't, you become just exhausted. So zazen is not to research something. Zazen is anyway to let you return to home. Or always tells you like this, return to home. Only when you become open and simple in zazen, at that time you can return to home. That is natural state of your life. That means when the rains pass has passed, and then the pond is filled with the water in rainy season or autumn season. Autumn season is really lots of things, up and downs, up and downs. Sometimes you don't like zazen, sometimes you love it. Sometimes you love you, sometimes you don't love you. So always there, up and down, constantly. But nothing else to do, something extra, separate, apart from this life. So all you have to do is, when the time comes to do the zazen, all you have to do is just do the zazen. Don't you think so? Nothing else. When the one morning comes, you have to get up anyway. When the breakfast comes, you have to have a breakfast anyway. When you have to go to school, you have to go to school. But it is simple life, but you have to run a simple life anyway in the realm of up and down life anyway. This is autumn season. That's pretty good. And then very naturally you can fill your pond with the water. That is when? After rain passed. That is individual experience. So that's why nature is beautiful. When the rain comes, it's beautiful. When the snow comes, it's beautiful. When the summertime comes, it's beautiful. Okay. In a commentary, second paragraph from the bottom of the page 277, toward end, middle of a paragraph. Raising is the essence. Paying attention is the function. Toward the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth lines of the second paragraph. An ancient said even a deaf man can sing a fallen song, good or bad, high or low. He doesn't hear at all. You man said, when it is raised, if you do not pay attention, you will miss it. If you want to think about it, in what eon will you ever awaken? Raising is the essence. Paying attention is the function. Raising is essence means, essence is not the absolute you can believe philosophically. It's not the idea, so-called essence, so-called absolute. I don't think this one. Essence is raising. Okay? Essence is always raising, just like a spring, water, coming. In every aspect of your life, okay? That is the essence. Okay? And the paying attention is the function. That's what you can pay attention to. That is the function of your life. Okay? Of your life. So if your life is not functioning, well, you have to die anyway. It doesn't make sense. No matter how long I say fire, 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 no fire, I never burn my body's my mouth, you know. Because that fire is coming from your head, you know. Fire, fire, fire. This fire never burn my tongue. You know? So fire is real fire anyway, okay? So, karagi, 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 no matter how long, karagi, I love karagi. It doesn't make sense. If I love karagi, anyway, love karagi. Anyway, alive. Take care. So that is raising, pay attention. And pay attention is, anyway, function. Okay? If you can see before it is brought up, before any indication are distinguishable, then you will occupy the essential bridge. If you can see at the moment when the indications are distinguishable, then you will have a shining and function. If you see after the indications are distinct, you will fall into intellection. This is pretty good explanation. Okay? If you are see, so raise is essence, paying attention is the function, means your function of your life must be always going on in the realm of essence, means the truth, anyway. Okay? That is your function, your daily life, function of your daily life. Where is it? It is in the essence. Okay? So you have to, anyway, make your life alive in the essence, not in your territory, not in your intellectual world. So what is it? That is, if he says, if you can see before it is brought up, before any indication are distinguishable, then you will occupy the essential bridge. Means we have to, if you do that, then anyway, well, before any indications are brought up, distinguishable means I'm doing zazen. Okay, at that time already you are some indication are, okay, distinguishable. Okay, your indications comes up. Okay, brought up. At that time it is not. You never touch real zazen. So if you want to touch the real form of zazen in the essence, anyway, you have to understand it before zazen is brought up, anyway. Okay? Insight. Next, if you can see at the moment when the indications are distinguished, wishable, then you will have shining and functioning. If you can see at the real moment, when the indications are distinguishable, means not before, not after. Anyway, immediately touch it, just like a lightning thunder, okay? Lightning thunder, just like that. At that time, your life becomes shining and functioning, and the zazen becomes shining. Then that is called enlightenment. So enlightenment is just like a thunder, okay? Lightning thunder, becoming one with the thing and you. Okay? Truth and you at that time is really functioning. Okay? So that's why he says it is, then you will have shining and functioning. It's really functioning. Okay? If you see after the indications are distinct, you will fall into intellect. You know, if after your mind it comes up, and then discriminate, then at that time you fall into intellect, intellectual understanding. That is very naturally, lots of things comes up, you know, like or dislike. Discrimination is not a simple state of existence because discrimination is already followed by, anyway, judgment, evaluation, and emotional affective preferences. Okay? Means right and good. Feel good, feel bad. Those emotional preferences follows. So that's why it's pretty hard. That's why you don't know what to do next. So very naturally human beings are carried away by emotional affective preferences. Pretty easy. So that's why it's pretty hard to stand up straight here. So and also you should read the commentary on the case and the page 275, second paragraph from the bottom of this page. You should read this one. It's pretty good explanation there. Do you have questions?
In the note, in the first note, he says he ought to have been hit before he finished talking. And then on the next page he said, why do I say I would have hit him before he finished speaking? Just because he was wearing socks, giving evidence to his crime. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, in the note is on page 274. It's note number one, and it's the last sentence of that note. He says he ought to have been hit before he finished talking. And then on page 275, in the third paragraph, the fourth line down, it says, why do I say I would have hit him before he finished speaking? Just because he was wearing socks, giving evidence of his crime. I don't understand what he's trying to say there at all.
Well, who knows, revealing the night traveler. He has hit the mark. One who knows the law fears. The law fears it. He ought to have been hit before he finishes talking. This is Engel's note. Once the arrow has left the bowstring, that means the truth is already existent before you were born or not born. Anyway, before the world is born, anyway, truth is truth. So it's already here. So that means once the arrow has left the bowstring, okay? And next he says it has no power to come back because no one can do it, anything for it. Can I just take it back? Means take it in or take it out. We cannot do it. Because this is the truth. And this truth is omnipresent wherever you may go. Not inside, not outside, anyway, it's omnipresent means no gap between. If you say inside, outside, it's already created any gap between the truth and you, okay? But omnipresent means complete. You have to put your bamboo basket of your life in, anyway, in the water, okay? Then bamboo basket is filled with the water inside, outside, no partition there, okay? Water is always coming and going through the bamboo basket. So that is once the arrow has left the bowstring, it's already there. It has no power to come back. No one can do anything. Anyway, the moon's brightness shines, revealing the night the traveler. But if you say something about the truth, well, it's kind of the moon brightness, the moon's brightness shines, and revealing the night travelers. It means sort of a moon's shines over travelers and making a shadow. Means the explanations, you know. Explanation of the human life or truth. But it's not, it's just like a shadow. Shadow. It's like, just like a shadow. The shadow is shadow. But a shadow is exactly right in the middle of the truth. But the problem is that people always grope for shadow as the truth. But shadow is shadow. Because we always grope for explanation of the truth. If I explain the truth pretty naturally, pretty well, you will really respect me. If I don't, well, you really hate me. You don't follow me. When I went to the missionary school in St. Paul, and I described about the little bit truth, you know, according to Diamond Sutra, because they studied Diamond Sutra. And then the teacher asked me, Buddhism always explains the truth? How can you know the truth? Why do you explain the truth? You don't understand. And then after that, the teacher told the student, well, God shouldn't be explained. Of course I understand that. But teacher didn't understand. Teacher didn't understand the Diamond Sutra anyway. But it's not necessary. I don't think an explanation of the truth is right. You have to grasp it. It's nothing but a shadow. But nevertheless, how can you approach to the truth if you don't explain, if you don't say anything, if you don't have an art or pole? How can you touch, how can you have access toward truth, a beautiful universe? How can you do it? Nothing. No way. So that's why there are, anyway, there is a lot of a way how to approach to the truth. That is a poem, and that is a poetry reading, and that is a discussion, and this is art. of a Buddha statue and Buddha pictures, etc. Anyway. And then we can approach this. But Buddha statue is not a real Buddha. That's why if you really pay attention to the Buddha statue, it's turned into a snake anyway. That is a ghost. So you cannot always grasp on Buddha statue. Buddha statue is just to pay attention. Respect, that's enough. Okay? Respect, that's enough. But you cannot expect something extra from, well, from your practice itself. Just practice itself, just pay homage to it. As a Buddhist, a Buddha. Okay? That's all we have to do. So, always that is just a living, you know, the shadows. But without the explanation, we don't understand that we don't have any chance to approach. That's why we have to do it. Explanation and making art itself. For human beings. So that is the moon's brightness shines, revealing the night travels. He has hit the mark. But anyway, it is nothing but the shadow, but it's hit the mark means nothing in the world. He says so. Nothing in the world means truth is truth. Truth is nothing to explain. But without nothing, without explanation, without saying something, well, from the truth, we cannot have any chance to approach. That's why we have to do it. But if you do it, it's just like making a shadow. But we cannot hang on the shadow. But if you say, if you explain, if you make a shadow, anyway, you can hit the mark anyway. Because shadow should come from anyway, truth itself. You, anyway, are present in. That's why you hit the mark. One who knows the law fears it. One who knows law fears it. If you know, if you're a person who knows real truth, you really fear it. Because you cannot touch it. If you explain it, how can you explain it? It's really fear. But you can't keep away from it. You have to do it. But if you touch it, it's not truth. But you can ignore also, so it's really fear. And fear means not usual fears, you know. Fear of it, always wondering, oh, what is the real truth? Question comes up, you know, always. Okay? He ought to have been hit. He ought to have been hit before he finished talking, because before he finished talking, you ought to have been hit, means you have to be there, okay? Before you finish making a shadow, anyway, you have to be there. You have to be there. You ought to have been there. Means a hit. So before you make a shadow, you and your explanation must be all are hitting the bullseyes. Means right in the middle of the truth. We have to know. So that's why there is no longer anything else. Exactly, no longer anything else. So Panchan imparted the words which said there is nothing in the triple world. Triple world means in this case maybe you may understand that triple world is a vast expanse of universe. Okay, universe. That is a triple world. In the vast expanse of universe, there is nothing. So-called emptiness. How can you learn the emptiness, this nothing in the universe? That is only way. Only unique way that you have to be absolutely open. You have to be absolutely simple. That time you can really learn. So, this is nothing in triple world. Where can mind be found? So, everything is nothing. Basically, nothing. Nothing means nothing to pin down, nothing to comment. If so, where is the mind? The world is understood by maybe two. Object, materialistical object, and also spiritual stuff. Okay? Mind and thing. Mind and body. Subject and object. So object is a tape recorder, microphone. Well, according to the Hap Sutra, we say form is emptiness, emptiness is form. So from this point, microphone, tape recorders, and the radios, and the floor, all are emptiness. All are nothing in the vast expanse of universe, nothing. If objects are present in the state of nothingness, where is the mind? Where naturally no mind. Mind, only mind can be seen only when object is seen. Okay? Do you understand? For instance, the sentence. Sentence, when you make an English sentence, you say, Karagiri dies. Okay? Karagiri dies. The Karagiri dies means this is a very grammatical, perfect sentence, you know. But spiritually, it's a very contradictory stark quality there. It doesn't make sense, you know. Because first you have to, subject should come first, you know, subject. Karagiri. So subject is really existent, something existent, you know. The subject there. Karagiri, it is a subject, you know. And then verb, die. Subject, you have to bring the subject and then die. Well, what you, and then put together, Karagiri dies. Do you understand this? Doesn't make sense, you know. Karagiri is yours, you know. You bring something existent, and then you have to bring the verb, so called die. The food dies. Karagiri? No, Karagiri is here, you know, as a subject. You cannot bring only die, you know. Die. Who dies? You no one understands this sentence, you know, situations. So first of all, you have to bring the subject first. Karagiri here. And then die. It doesn't make sense. So this sentence doesn't make sense. Who dies? I don't understand. So or die doesn't make sense. So take out the word die from this sentence. And then subject doesn't make sense. Naturally, subject drops off. You understand? If no object, the subject very naturally drops off because it doesn't make sense. Only subject cannot exist alone separated from object. Object cannot exist alone. So, object and subject are always there. Okay? Mind and thing are always there. So, if things are emptiness, so where is the mind? So, very naturally, no mind. If there is no mind, where should the Buddha go? Where is the place? Where is the place Buddha should depend on? Verse. Page 276. There is nothing in the triple world. Where can mind be found? The white clouds form our canopy. The flowing spring makes a lute. One tune, two tunes, no one understands. When the rain has passed, The autumn water is deep in the evening pond. There is nothing in the triple world where can mind be found. The white clouds form a canopy. The flowing spring makes a flute. One tune, two tunes, no one understands. When the rain has passed, our autumn water is deep in the evening pond. Engo Zenji has brought the same sentence in his verse. There is nothing in the triple world where can mind be found. So that is completely, where can mind be found? If everything is empty, where can mind be found? Because mind is also empty. If so, mind is nothing. The mind is nothing, but the mind is there. Because through your daily living, can't you ignore your mind? You cannot. But how, where is the mind? Your mind is where? In your brain, this is already you set up idea. Mind in certain ideas. Where is the mind? Your heart? No. This is also a certain idea. From where the mind comes? Mind is inside or outside? No way. Because mind is emptiness. If so, mind is nothing. Mind is nothing means complete nothing. No, you cannot do it because there always the mind is here. How? Where is the mind? This is a question. Where is the mind? Means mind is not occupying a certain place and time. Okay. According to the under certain circumstances, mind is alive. Okay. Just mind is alive. This is called, where is the mind? Question. Just a question comes up. Because it's always alive, you know. Under certain circumstances, mind alive. If I stick out my tongue right in front of you with making my face, at that time, where is the mind? You say mind is nothing? Mm-mm. Yes, mind is nothing. That's why mind is nothing. That's why mind is comes up. Anytime, anywhere, under certain circumstances. Mind doesn't occupy a certain time and space. You believe, inside or outside, what part of your body, inside, or what part of your outside world? Nothing, no place. That's why anytime, anywhere, wherever you may go, mind appears. Under certain circumstances, okay? Under the conditions, that's all. So, it's working constantly. But next moment it disappears. Because you cannot hold on. So next time you can be a smile, you can smile. So this is there is nothing in the triple world where can mind be found. This is a complete pointing out real state of human life, so called truth. Okay? Truth. So next verse and next lines, anyway, Engo Zen Master, anyway, talking about this real state of the truth, you know, based on where can mind be found. Where can mind be found means, anyway, question, but it's not questions, it's answer already. Answer of what the truth is. So, the white clouds form are canopies. Anyway, in the sky, anywhere clouds covers the whole sky, see? And then that cloud is not cloud, that clouds become canopy, you know. Means that wherever you may go, okay, anyway, truth is omnipresent. Just a canopy, just a cloud, wherever you may go. It doesn't stay, it doesn't occupy a certain time and place. According to condition, clouds appears, disappears anyway. But it's there. Clouds are empty. But still clouds are clouds, you know, under conditions. So clouds are not something you want to hate or you love it. something more than that. That is so-called canopy, anyways. It's canopy. Canopy, when the clouds become canopy, it's really good for us. Through the canopy, well, we can learn something. Okay? So you have to know, understand, you have to know clouds, what the clouds are. Clouds are not the clouds you want to hate or you love it, anyway. So, the flowing spring makes a lute of flowing spring. It's beautiful, you know, beautiful scene. This flowing spring makes a flute or lute or whatever, you know. Flowing spring means constantly going, coming up, constantly coming up. Regardless of whether you like or not, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not, spring water comes up constantly, flowing, continuation of flow. Okay? And that makes just like a rhythm, okay? Tuning, music, performing a concert, okay? Orchestra. So that's why that is our so-called truth, you know. The flowing spring makes a lute, one tune, two tunes, no one understands. One tune, two tune, you can learn from this. Open yourself and become simple, and then you can learn. Anyway, when you see grandparents and a great person, anyway, be open and be simple. And just do it, and then you can learn. That is a chance, opportunity to make your life ready, make your life ready to be simple and open. But if you don't, you always come first and criticize, judgment, evaluate. So you never learn. Openness, simplicity, etc. You never learn how to live in peace and harmony. No. So, one tune, two tunes, no one understands. You can learn something this. One tune. That one tune is 10 tunes, 100 tunes, million tunes. You can learn through the one tune coming from the mountains, you can learn some 100 tunes. Which birds has, which trees has. Anyway, 100, thousand, million tunes comes up. No one knows. You don't understand. Well, what is this? What is this? And then next says, when the rain has passed, the autumn water is deep in evening pond. Very natural. Okay? When the rain has passed, when the rain comes, and then very naturally, water, autumn water is become deep. Become deep in the evening pond. It's very natural. Means, when the rain has passed me. Anyway, when you see the grandparents and the grandparents, anyway, great persons and the Zazen, anyway, all you have to do is, anyway, just do the Zen. Just pass by. When the rain has passed by, anyway, autumn pond become deep in the autumn season. In the autumn season, you can see the both aspect of human life, life and death, because leaves are falling. In a sense, you can learn the lots. One aspect of human life, sadness, pensiveness, melancholy. Don't you think so? Minneapolis. In the autumn season, before winter. Many people are very confused and irritated and listless because they don't like autumn, in a sense. But the trees are beautiful. Anyway, leaves are turning into red and yellows and bright, you know. But on the other hand, the leaves are falling constantly. And winter, our head is already going to the winter, you know. So your head is in the winter, and your body is here So you completely mixed up, you know, your mind, your life mess. Your head is already in winter, in the future. And your body is in fall. And then looking, this confused person look at this reality, falling the trees, falling the leaves, and then you feel melancholy. If you feel melancholy, you don't know how to take care of melancholy because you are already mixed up. Because your mind is already in winter. So your mind is completely separate from you. Your body is in order, you know. So how can you take care of that messy? You don't do it. That's why finally you are really mixed up and you don't know what to do. So finally in the autumn season, many people are confused, you know, living in Minneapolis, looking for something fantastic, you know. And then the winter comes, they are give up completely. Hey, no, give up, let's stay here. Because already winter. But before that, many people struggle. Do you understand? This is autumn. But autumn is, you can see the two aspects of human life. Death, life. Melancholy, pleasure. Vitality, and loss of vitality. Always. That's pretty good for us. If you do Zazen anyway, if you see Zazen, all you have to do is, anyway, be open and simple in the Zazen, okay? And then at that time, Zazen has passed, just like a rain, okay? And then very naturally, your pond, the pond in your life, so-called Kalagiri's pond, you know? Pond is filled with the rain. Where? In autumn season. In autumn season means not only happy life, you know, and the life having with two, happy and unhappy. Melancholy, pleasure, life and death. This is autumn season. In autumn season, anyway, my pond is filled with water. Water means something. If you do that thing, anyway, you can experience something. Anyway, very naturally. If so, it's not necessary to poke your head into it. Anyway, researching more bullets, thousand bullets, you become just exhausted. So that thing is not to research something. That thing is anyway to let you return to home. Always tells you like this: return to home. Only when you become open and simple in the Zen, at that time you can return to home. That is natural state of your life. That means when the rains pass has passed, and then the pond is filled with the water in rainy season or autumn season. Autumn season is really lots of things, up and downs, up and downs. Sometimes you don't like something, sometimes you love it. Sometimes you love you, sometimes you don't love you. So always there, up and down, constantly. But nothing else to do, something extra, separate, apart from this life. So all you have to do is, When the time comes to do the Zazen, all you have to do is just do the Zazen. Don't you think so? Nothing else. When the one morning comes, you have to get up anyway. When the breakfast comes, you have to have a breakfast anyway. When you have to go to school, you have to go to school. But it is simple life, but you have to run a simple life anyway in the realm of up and down life anyway. This is autumn. Autumn season. That's pretty good. And then very naturally you can fill your pond with the water. That is when? After rain passed. That is individual experience. So that's why nature is beautiful. When the rain comes, it's beautiful. When the snow comes, it's beautiful. When the summertime comes, it's beautiful. in the commentary, second paragraph from the bottom of the page 277, toward end, middle of the paragraph. Raising is the essence. Paying attention is the function. For this. Toward the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth lines of the second paragraph. An ancient said, even a deaf man can sing a fallen song, good or bad, high or low. He doesn't hear at all. You man said, when it is raised, if you do not pay attention, you will miss it. If you want to think about it, in what eon will you ever awaken? Raising is the essence. Paying attention is the function. Raising is essence means, essence is not the absolute you can believe philosophically. It's not the idea, so-called essence, so-called absolute. I don't think this one. Essence is raising. Okay? Essence is always raising, just like a spring, water, coming. In every aspect of your life, okay? That is the essence. Okay? And the paying attention is the function. That's what you can pay attention to. That is the function of your life. Okay? Of your life. So if your life is not functioning, well, you have to die anyway. It doesn't make sense. No matter how long I say fire, 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 no fire, I never burn my body's my mouth, you know. Because that fire is coming from your head, you know. Fire, fire, fire. This fire never burned my tongue. You know? So fire is real fire anyway, okay? So karagi, 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 no matter how long, karagi, I love karagi. It doesn't make sense. If I love karagi, anyway, love karagi. Anyway, alive. Take care. So that is raising up, pay attention. And pay attention is, anyway, function. Okay? If you can see before it is brought up, before any indication are distinguishable, then you will occupy the essential bridge. If you can see at the moment when the indications are distinguishable, then you will have a shining and functioning. If you see after the indications are distinct, you will fall into intellection. This is pretty good explanation. Okay? If you are see, so raising the essence, paying attention is a function, means your function of your life must be always going on in the realm of essence. Means the truth, anyway. Okay? That is your function, your daily life. Function of your daily life. Where is it? It is in the essence. Okay? So you have to, anyway, make your life alive in the essence, not in your territory, not in your intellectual world. So what is it? That is, if he says, if you can see before it is brought up, before any indication are distinguishable, then you will occupy the essential bridge. Means you have to, if you do that, then anyway, well, before any indications are brought up, distinguishable means I'm doing that then. Okay, at that time already you are, some indication are, okay, distinguishable. Okay. Your indications comes up, okay, brought up. At that time, it is not. You never touch real zazen. So if you want to touch the real form of zazen in the essence, anyway, you have to understand it before Zazen is brought up anyway. Okay? In fact, next, if you can see at the moment when the indications are distinguished, wishable, then you will have shining and functioning. If you can see at the real moment, when the indications are distinguishable, means not before, not after. Anyway, immediately touch it, just like a lightning thunder, okay? Lightning thunder, just like that. At that time, your life becomes shining and functioning, and the Zazen becomes shining. Then that is called enlightenment. Okay? So enlightenment is just like a thunder. Lightning thunder, becoming one with Zazen and you. Okay? Truth and you at that time is really functioning. Okay? So that's why he says it is, then you will have shining and functioning. It's really functioning. Okay? If you see after the indications are distinct, you will fall into intellect. You know, if after your mind it comes up, and then discriminate it, then at that time you fall into intellectual understanding. That is very naturally, lots of things comes up. You know, like or dislike. Discrimination is not a simple state of existence because. Discrimination is already followed by, anyway, judgment, evaluation, and emotional affective preferences. Okay? Means right and good. Feel good, feel bad. Those emotional preferences follows. So that's why it's pretty hard. That's why you don't know what to do next. So very naturally human beings are carried away by emotional affective preferences. Pretty easy. So that's why it's pretty hard to stand up straight here. So and also you should read the commentary on the case and the page 275. Second paragraph from the bottom of this page. You should read this one. It's pretty good explanation there. Do you have questions?
In the note, in the first note, he says he ought to have been hit before he finished talking. And then on the next page he said, why do I say I would have hit him before he finished speaking? Just because he was wearing socks giving evidence to his crime. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, in the note is on page 274. It's note number one and it's the last sentence of that note. He says he ought to have been hit before he finished talking. And then on page 275, in the third paragraph, the fourth line down, it says, why do I say I would have hit him before he finished speaking? Just because he was wearing socks, giving evidence of his crime. I don't understand what he's trying to say there at all.
Who knows? Debating the night traveler. He has hit the mark. One who knows the law fears it. He ought to have been hit before he finishes talking. This is Engels note, once the arrow has left the bowstring, that means the truth is already existent before you were born or not born. Anyway, before the world is born, anyway, truth is truth. So it's already here. So that means once the arrow has left the bowstring. Okay? And next he says it has no power to come back because no one can do it, anything for it. Can I take it back? Means take it in or take it up. We cannot do it. Because this is the truth. And this truth is omnipresent wherever you may go. Not inside, not outside, anyway. It's omnipresent means no gap between. If you say inside, outside, it's already created any gap between the truth and you, okay? But omnipresent means complete. You have to put your bamboo basket of your life in, anyway, in the water, okay? Then bamboo basket is filled with the water, inside, outside, no partition there, okay? Water is always coming and going through the bamboo basket. So that is once the arrow has left the bowstring, it's already there. It has no power to come back. No one can do anything anywhere. The moon's brightness shines, revealing the night, the traveler. But if you say something about the truth, well, it's kind of the moon brightness, the moon's brightness shines, and revealing the night travelers. It means sort of a moon's shines over travelers and making a shadow. Means the explanations, you know. Explanation of the human life, truth. But it's not, it's just like a shadow. The shadow is shadow. But a shadow is exactly right in the middle of the truth, but the problem is that people always grope for shadow as the truth. But shadow is shadow. Because we always grope for explanation of the truth. If I explain the truth pretty naturally, pretty well, you will really respect me. If I don't, but you really hate me. You don't follow me. When I went to the missionary school in St. Paul, and I described about the truth, you know, according to Diamond Sutra, because they studied Diamond Sutra. And then the teacher asked me, Buddhism always explain the truth? How can you know the truth? Why do you explain the truth? You don't understand. And then after that, the teacher told the student, well, God shouldn't be explained. Of course I understand that. But teacher didn't understand. Teacher didn't understand the Diamond Sutra anyway. But it's not necessary. I don't think an explanation of the truth is right. You have to grasp it. It's nothing but a shadow. But nevertheless, how can you approach to the truth if you don't experience, if you don't say anything, if you don't have an art or pole? How can you touch, how can you have access toward truth, a beautiful universe? How can you do it? Nothing. No way. So that's where there are, anyway, there is an art of a way how to approach to the truth. That is a poem, and that is a poetry reading, and that is a discussion, and this is art of a Buddha statue and Buddha pictures, etc. Anyway, and then we can approach this. But Buddha statue is not a real Buddha. That's why if you really pay attention to the Buddha statue, it's turned into the snake anyway. That is a ghost. So you cannot always grasp on Buddha statue. Buddha statue is just to pay attention. Respect, that's enough. Respect, that's enough. But you can't expect something extra from, well, from your practice itself. Just practice itself, just pay homage to it. As a Buddhist, a Buddha. Okay? That's all we have to do. So, all of that is just a living, you know, the shadows. But without the explanation, we don't understand that we don't have any chance to approach. That's why we have to do it. Explanation and making art itself, okay, for human beings. So that is the moon's brightness shines, revealing the night travelers. He has hit the mark. But anyway, it is nothing but the shadow, but it's hit the mark means nothing in the world. He says so. Nothing in the world means truth is truth. Truth is nothing to explain. But without nothing, without explanation, without saying something, well, from the truth, we cannot have any chance to approach. That's why we have to do it. But if you do it, it's just like making a shadow. But we cannot hang on the shadow. But if you say, if you explain, if you make a shadow, anyway, you can hit the mark anyway. Because shadow should be, should come from anyway truth itself. You, anyway, are present in. That's why you hit the mark. One who knows the law fears it. One who knows law fears it. If you know, if you're a person who knows real truth, you really fear it. Because you cannot touch it. If you explain it, how can you explain it? It's really fear. But you cannot keep away from it. You have to do it. But if you touch it, it's not truth. But you cannot ignore also, so it's really fear. And fear means not usual fears, you know, real bit, always wondering, oh, what is the real truth? Question comes up, you know, always. Okay? He ought to have been hit. He ought to have been hit before he finished talking, because before he finished, before you finish the talk anyway, you ought to have been hit means you have to be there. Okay? Before you finish making a shadow, anyway, you have to be there. You ought to have been there. Means a hit. So before you make a shadow, you and your explanation must be all are hitting the bullseye. Means right in the middle of the truth. We have to know.